BPR Podcast.
Good afternoon. My name is Jared Key, and I'm here with Michael D'Ortenzio and Oliver Hudson to discuss the question of the hour, which is affirmative action an effective tool to increase diversity in higher education? So, Michael, why don't you go ahead and start?
Well, of course, and thanks for having us, and good to see you again, Oliver. First, I'd say the answer really overall is yes. And the example I always point to is a Harvard study. Now, this is just Harvard, but I think it's emblematic of college admissions more broadly, which showed that students, black and white students who had the same SAT scores, of that population, black students were more likely to apply to Harvard than their white counterparts were, again, with the same SAT scores. And so I think that shows that affirmative action has been successful in encouraging students of different races, students who are not white, to know that they can apply to college and can be successful. However, I think there are also a couple of drawbacks of affirmative action. First of all, is that it tends to benefit students who would have already gotten in, who may be from upper middle class backgrounds, who may not need the additional support in the process. The second is that students also get in who aren't qualified, who either need remedial education or find themselves in a place when they get to that school where they can't succeed. And I think that's the last thing that we want. We want students to be successful where they end up. The third, I think it also can cast a pall over all black college graduates, and that's really on the basis of their race, which is not what we want, because by having an affirmative action policy in our society, it can lead some people to think that, well, you know, you didn't get into college based on, you know, what you know, you got in because of your race, and I think that is really the opposite effect than what we want to have. So that would be my sort of take on that question.
Great, and so yours?
Great, I'm glad to be here as well. So I do not think that affirmative action actually helps most minority students it's intended to help. The Harvard study that Michael cites I think is misleading because it focuses on whether people apply to the school but not necessarily those students' performance at the school and later possibilities in life. And there are a number of studies that actually suggest that students who are given preference and get into a more elite school would actually do better if they went to a less elite school that was more in line with their academic abilities. So, for example, there is a study that was conducted by Rogers Elliott, a psychologist at Dartmouth, who said that it is true that blacks and Hispanic students are much more likely to apply to try and get degrees in STEM subjects, math, science, engineering, than similar white students. However, after that study was conducted, two University of Virginia psychologists, Smith and McArdle, later discovered that actually the preferences that were given to students admitted to those to elite colleges who were minorities were actually almost 80% less likely to complete STEM courses than when they entered the college. So, so I think there's good evidence to suggest that actually affirmative action policies, though on the face, seem to benefit minority students, actually maybe leave them in a less great position to accomplish their goals. And I would second what Michael said about sometimes affirmative action can actually benefit minority students who already have significant advantages, because there was the National Educational Longitudinal Society did a study where actually only 8% of blacks, for example, come from the bottom half of the economic strata at elite colleges. So where, and that was not true in the 1970s when colleges first started introducing affirmative action policies. So I think that, unfortunately, affirmative action over time has not really aligned with students' real needs, and it's drawn students away from the academic subjects they'd probably perform best in.
I actually tend to agree with most of Oliver's points, but what I would say is, you know, I still do think it's successful in letting students know that they can get in, that they should apply, that barrier is no longer there. And I think that's an important thing. I do agree that some of those drawbacks of affirmative action, when it has to do with benefiting kids who would already get in and kids who end up needing remedial education, is a problem that has to be addressed. And for me, you know, the policy prescription is really a focus on early childhood development. And it's a focus on education when children are young, because an admissions letter, when you're 18, those are 18 years that if you haven't had great education, you haven't had that sort of human capital development, it's very tough to suddenly get into an elite school and succeed. And so for me, the focus is really on early childhood is on that key sort of pre-K to 3 year, to grade three time frame. You know, grade three is where you really go from learning to read to reading to learn. And so I think that before grade three is really where we want to put a lot of our focus.
Great. So it was interesting hearing from both of you. So I'm curious, as we wrap up this conversation, if you both have any lasting points you'd like to make in light of Fisher v. University of Texas or Brown's own admission policies. Anything you'd like to add, maybe starting with Oliver?
Well, to recap what I've said, I would say that I don't think affirmative action is an effective way to help minority students. And I think also that it's questionable on moral grounds whether we should be giving preference to people based on their race. To me, the most important thing in a university is diversity of thought, and I think that will happen naturally if we encourage talented, motivated students to apply, and we don't need to rely on race to increase factors such as diversity of thought or diversity of background on campus.
I'm curious. There's like this whole like justification for affirmative action as a way to level the playing ground for minorities who might not necessarily, who might have grown up in circumstances that were not ideal, and giving them an opportunity at the university level to join the race, so to speak, is kind of somewhat justification. I don't know if I necessarily buy that or not, but I'm just curious to see like what that, like how does that idea resonate with you all?
To respond to what Oliver had said originally, you know, kind of a summing up point, I do believe that affirmative action is an effective way, but I agree that it has some significant drawbacks. And, you know, earlier I had mentioned sort of a focus on early childhood development as a way to solve sort of this, a way to accomplish this same policy goal. But you bring up an interesting point, right? So in a sense, if early childhood development fails, if you still have a child from a family who was broken, may not have that same human capital development as other students, but is motivated, is talented in their own way, and is sort of hardworking and can succeed, you know, should they have a chance to get in? And I think that's a question that we have to answer really irrespective of race. It happens that we have race-based admissions because sort of statistically, you know, we can sort of pinpoint where groups of issues happen based on race, but I think it really is a question that has to do with children from broken families and how do we give them the tools to succeed in life despite whatever challenges they need to overcome.
Well, the way you phrase the question, Jared, it sounds like affirmative action then is a way to rectify wrongs of the past. And I think that is not a... While it's true that there have been wrongs in the past, I don't think it's productive to try and attempt to achieve equality so that those things are rectified for all people because... In my mind, there are inequalities in basically everything, and that's just kind of a fact of life. And it's, I think, counterproductive to try and equalize everything.
Well, it's not necessarily. Let me clarify. It's not necessarily wrongs in the past is trying to be rectified as much as is trying to compensate for a broken system that doesn't allow for progression of minorities, mm-hmm. which is not necessarily the past as much as is conditions of the present that affect us. So.
Yeah, and I would just add, I think it's in many of these statistics you see such egregious differences, and the issue is that it's a cyclical difference, so it happens generation
right.
after generation, and that you need some distortion in the market to create some change.
Right. So I'm not looking at this like, oh, in the 50s and 60s, segregation sucked, and black people obviously didn't have as many opportunities as white people. I'm saying in our current system, economic, political, educational, it doesn't privilege necessarily minorities at all, in certain conditions at least. And so if this, and some people might use affirmative action as a way to try to, like I said, compensate for that, what you're calling lack of equality. Mm-hmm.
So for example, what if, let's say a lot of poor families came from a country that was war-torn, they immigrated to the United States, and they started setting up a life here. Could be from any country, really. What should we give preference to those students in university admissions?
I don't know. I mean, I definitely think I think that we're trying to qualify people based on one characteristic. And I don't think that that's how university admission works, honestly. I think that if that person wrote their story, for instance, like if they're applying to law school and they wrote that as part of their like personal statement, I think that that would be a compelling story to aid in their accepting into admission. I don't think that reason alone would be enough. I think that if they have the grades to support themselves and they, in other areas of like life and school and their background, can support the rigors of this kind of education, then of course they should be admitted. If they don't, if their education background doesn't allow for that, then of course. Great. So cool. So I'm gonna end the conversation there. I want to thank you both for joining in, and I look forward to having future conversations with you, maybe after break.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me too.